you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Hi, my name is Omari Rudy, and today I'm here with Biz Minds Kids. Maya Ford and Cameron Kelly will be interviewing Yolanda Owens of IWI Fresh, which is a Farms as Kids organization.
Hi, I'm Maya Ford.
And I'm Cameron Kelly.
Today we're interviewing Ms. Yolanda Owens.
Why did you think about this?
I picked this location, which is in Casaberry Hill, because it's creative. It's a creative area. It's an arts division. So EB Fresh is very artsy. That's why I chose it.
How is it going from corporate America to owning your own business? Was it a tough transition?
It's a very scary transition because you're so used to getting a paycheck that you know you're going to get every regular, like every 2 weeks. And so when you go into your own business, you don't get that paycheck. So you have to create your own paycheck. So it's a little scary, but it's a great driver motivation too, because it makes you work harder to be able to get that paycheck, to make your own paycheck. So the transition is a little risky, it's a little scary, but it's kind of hard to describe. It's also rewarding at the same time, you know?
Your girl was a very big inspiration. For you to develop the business, can you explain like what she did to inspire you?
I always say my grandmother is the true founder of EB Fresh because we used to call her the home remedy queen. So she was the home remedy queen. She would water in her garden and take everything, bring it back in and cure everything for the whole family.
What makes yours stick out?
I like that. I think what makes EB Fresh stick out is that we literally go to the farm and we handpick the fruits and vegetables and bring them back and stick with us. I think the other thing, and I think that's staying true to that, not compromising that at all. I think that's what makes us stand out. And I think just having good energy. I'm real big on hiring people that have great energy. So I don't care how skillful you are, if you don't have good energy and a good attitude, then I won't hire you.
Like, how's the environment around you crazy?
Crazy. Of Atlanta, and it's an area called Adamsville. And in that area, it wasn't a lot of positive work. You know what I'm saying? So you had to really go in and create your own positive. And so I try to motivate young people that are in that environment with a lot of crime and stuff going on, that it's really up to you to create your own world and not look around your neighborhood and try to pick from that. Really look outside of that and realize that you can create and do whatever you want to do. And so I am that little girl from Adamsville, from the inner city, that decided that I was going to do what I wanted to do and be successful in here I am. So I say you just have to go within yourself and really think and think big. Think big. I think sometimes we often think very little. But that environment really forced me to want to think very little.
If you could give young
one, always have a positive attitude. Always look for the best in every situation. Always look for the best. You have a choice to either go bad or good. And I always say, look for the best. Always make that decision. Number two, you gotta have a positive choice. These are things that people don't think that go a long way, but you do. The other thing is dream big. Think big. Stop thinking little. Think big. Like there was a young lady that said she wanted to do shopping. I'm like, be the next Amazon. Be the next Amazon. Think big.
Skincare
products.
That's
your hand scrub. You like that hand scrub? It feels soft. Let me tell you. Oh, yeah.
Can't what?